Sensation had grown even stronger in the 2 years since their famous father had come home to retirement. And today, there was something more than that in the wind. The grey ponies came into the turn, heads high, tails frisking in impatience against the tight rein. The light training chariot swung into the straight, and he leaned forward. "Now, fly, you devils!" The ponies lengthened their stride, and his dark eyes narrowed against the wind and sunlight under the rim of his helmet. The helmet was ancient army issue, stripped of its crest and insignia, and he had balked at wearing it 4 years ago when he had first begun to drive, protesting indignantly that it made his ears hot.
"I'll make your backside hot if I catch you with it off again,"
old Deulius had said, jamming the helmet down over Corius's brown hair.
"Little good it'll do you to split your head open like a melon before you've learned not to overturn yourself on a curve."
Deulius had driven a chariot himself once in the Circus Maximus at Rome, and his word was law on the training track, even for the sons of the master. So Corius had worn his helmet, and now it seemed as much a part of him as the bones of his skull, although he still pulled it off occasionally, when Deulius's watchful eyes were turned elsewhere, for the sheer pleasure of the wind in his hair. The ponies swept past the painted arm of the starting pole, and Deulius dropped the hand with which he had been methodically beating time on the fence rail.
"The best yet! That is a team! Tomorrow we'll try them against young Flavius, and see how his blacks like being passed." "There then, hold off a day or two, and don't go stirring the waters just yet,"
the man beside him said. He nodded toward the far ring where Flavius was putting a bay horse through its paces, weaving in and out through a line of upright poles. Deulius spat through the gap left after one of his teeth had remained behind with a broken chariot in the sands of the circus.
"Typhon take it! They aren't a pair of fighting cocks. I can't keep them apart forever. You let them train together yourself. It's natural."
The other man, Alan, was a time-expired veteran of the cavalry auxiliaries and master of the horses that the estate sold to the army as remounts.
"And when they do work together, 9 times out of 10 young courier shows the better, and the young master looks fit to split his gut. I'm telling ye, Deulius, let it bide for now. Don't race them. That's pure spite, and young master would do well to unlearn it. He doesn't want to be a charioteer anyway. He'll follow the old general's road and be a commander. Curious, now he could have all Rome throwing him posies in the circus. It's a good way for a lad with no inheritance to make his way in the world."
"Aye, and he could take his shield in the cavalry," Alan said, looking sideways at his old friend. "Undo a job that's fit for a man, not peacocking about in a fancy tunic to give some fat old hens a bit of excitement."
This disagreement was obviously of long standing.
"Show me the man who ever got rich in the cavalry," Deulius snorted, holding up his hand in salute as Corius pulled the greys up at the gate. "The best yet, lad. Now, go and walk him dry before Sabinus gets here, or he'll chew my tail for keeping you from your swordplay."
Corius pulled his helmet off and shook his head in the light breeze, brown hair clinging in damp waves about his sharp-angled face.
"The gods forbid," he said piously,
and flicked the reins, grinning over his shoulder at the two trainers. Alan raised his arm and whistled, and the boy in the far ring turned his mount toward them. Flavius Appius Julianus the Younger, called Flavius, also drew rein before the horsemasters. He was an inch or two shorter than Corius, with the same dark eyes and aquiline features, and dark curling hair like a fawn's. He ran a hand down the bay's neck and gave an approving pat.
"He's shaping up well, Alan. All of this year's lot are. I think it's the best crop yet."
"Early days, young master," Alan said. "But I'm thinking you may be right. Your father'll give the army its money's worth with this batch. Now off with you and get your shield."
Flavius nodded and trotted toward the horse barns while the two men watched. Alan sighed.
"He'd be making a good..."